Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And it seems that with sickening regularity, we're faced with stories about birds of prey being poisoned in the countryside. Figures from the Scottish Government show that a total of 28 birds were poisoned between January and December 2010. Now, these are the ones that have actually been detected, and many more will have gone unnoticed in remoter parts of our countryside. The whole business of illegally poisoning birds of prey has been brought into the headlines again this past week, with the high-profile Skibo estate near Dornoch being the scene of yet more killings. The reason some gamekeepers want to be rid of the birds of prey is to protect their own stocks of birds used for sporting purposes. Nevertheless, it is illegal to poison, and it's certainly not a new practice, as Ian Thompson, investigator with the RSPB, tells us.
To be honest, it's been ongoing for years and years and years. It's been happening since Victorian times, and it's just very sad that Victorian attitudes towards things like birds of prey persist in Scotland in the 21st century. But, last year, for example, we had 4 golden eagles and a sea eagle poisoned, as well as 7 red kites. The previous year was just as bad. And certainly there's very little evidence of any improvement. And, you know, much of this seems to be tied into areas that are intensively managed for driven grouse shooting. And it's really time the land managers who are responsible for operating driven grouse moors put their house in order and stop this from happening. Because one of these days it's going to be a human that's a victim. I mean, something like a golden eagle or red kite or a buzzard is bad enough, but one of these years a human is going to become the victim of one of these, whether it's accidental or not, and it really should stop now. It doesn't actually matter what the motives are. They might suggest that you know, it's to increase numbers of grouse or a sort of misguided attempt to get rid of birds of prey or crows or whatever. It is absolutely illegal to leave these things lying around in the countryside in the open. The chemicals are banned from use, and they're absolutely indiscriminate as well. I mean, we've had a number of cases where people's pet dogs have died after, you know, just coming into contact with one of these poison baits. And to be perfectly honest, some of the chemicals used are so toxic that they do put humans at risk as well.
And the police tell us that in future they'll be keeping a very close watch on known areas of poisonings. But that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.